Michael Popp of the Peter Christensen Health Center says before its electronic health records, or EHR system, launched in 2005, the local life expectancy was 56 years. But Popp says the center has now seen that climb to 59 years. He says that's because EHRs are more accessible, more readily updated, and allow multiple users to see how well patients are complying with their treatment. Popp says this is especially vital with chronic conditions such as diabetes.
We are pretty much able to put our finger on the pulse of the health in the community. We believe that is directly affecting our patients being healthier and over the course of the last 5 years helping quite a few of them live longer.
It's a little too soon to know if that has had an impact on the overall community population health.
Kristen Hill directs the Great Lakes Intertribal Council's Epidemiology Center based in Lac des Flambeaux. It serves tribal communities in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. She says while EHRs have helped, there have been many recent collaborations among federal, state, university, and tribal organizations that have likely added years to Native people.
Multiple diabetes programs to various kinds of prevention programs, injury prevention, environmental risk assessment, and more recently, a lot of attention focused on reducing commercial tobacco use and focus on obesity.
Hill adds barely half of the 34 tribal communities she works with have EHRs, but Hill and Pop agree there needs to be more research into better longevity for Native Americans, especially in boosting it up to the national average of 78 years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.